Well, folks, the sun has set. It's getting a little cold. So we decided to fire up the Great Northern Radio Show sauna right here on the stage of the Mesabi East High School Auditorium. Yes, you can hear the sounds of contentment from the Great Northern Radio players. Now, for those of you listening on the radio, you should know that in true Finnish sauna tradition, everyone here is naked. So we're all naked right now. But because we're broadcasting in front of a live studio audience, we have pixelated all the good stuff. And some of the bad stuff. I told engineering to spare no expense on pixelation. Every immigrant group brought something from their culture to northern Minnesota, where it would become a shared part of this unique new culture in the North Woods. My Cornish ancestors brought mining expertise and pasties, the buttery meat pies so popular among early miners and people who forgot to put dinner in the crock pot, so you just grab a couple of those and bake them. Slovenians and Croatians had petitsa, of course, and Italians gave us porchetta and effective methods of making wine in your basement, also very important. The Finns were no different. They gave us sauna. And it is sauna, not sauna. We know this. To Finns, sauna was the most important part of personal hygiene. Sauna was a bath. Sauna was an infirmary. Sauna was where the babies were born and the sick were healed. Sauna is where all deep thoughts wandered and the holiest moments happened every day. A sauna is a simple room of cedar boards built tightly around a wood-fired stove. The stove heats stones on which water is poured, making thick steam that draws sweat, worry, and sadness from the body. Things that Finns produce in prodigious amounts. Most modern people know saunas from hotels and gyms where you wear swim trunks and bake under infrared lights. Blech. Real saunas use steam and you only wear what God gave you. Now, this was scandalous for the neighbors of Finns in the early days of the Iron Range. Imagine looking out your window to see your neighbors walk naked, one by one, into a little shed in the backyard. Then they're in there a while. Then they walk one by one out, rolling in the snow, before going back in the house. Believe it or not, some people didn't think this was normal. Can you believe that? But it was completely innocent for Finns, just part of life. Families would go together. When extended families would gather, men and women would go in separate groups. Adults sat on the top benches where it was hotter. Children would sit on the lower benches. Now, as you might imagine, this is a very educational experience for young people. I can remember my father bringing me into my first sauna as a small child. One by one, I would walk past the men of my family, each of them seemingly more naked than the last. I sat on the lowest bench, which for reference, for those of you checking, is about a boy's eye level to the crotch area of all the people on the higher bench. I had a 270-degree panoramic view of the future fate of my body. It was horrifying and completely accurate. But you do get used to it, just like anything else. It's just hair and skin. A little more hair on the body, less on top over time. Maybe a little more skin as the years go by, too. But saunas are now a regular part of life in northern Minnesota, not just for the Finns. In fact, you might have seen a story back in the Minneapolis Star Tribune a while back about some trendy urban saunas cropping up around the Twin Cities. Yet long before hipsters even existed, sauna fires burned hot across the Mesabi Iron Range. You sweat out your problems and think to the future. Winters are cold, but when Laskiainen comes, spring isn't far behind. We're glad to be in Aurora and Palo for Laskiainen. Thanks for welcoming us home.